Yamabhaja
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha.
Actually, this is slightly unusual scansion. Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha
Paro Madanyo Jagatastustastya.
Let's try it again.
Tust.
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha.
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha.
O Tam Protam Pattavat Yatra Vishvam.
O tam protam patavat yatra vishvam.
O tam protam patavat yatra vishvam.
O tam protam patavat yatra vishvam.
Yat amshatosya stiti janmanasha.
Yat amshatosya stiti janmanasha.
Yat amshatosya Stiti Janmanasha.
Yad Amshatoshya Stiti Janmanasha.
Nasyo Tavat
Yasya Vashe Chaloka.
Nasyo Tavat Yasya Vashe Chaloka.
Nasyo Tavat Yasya Vashe Chaloka. Yama uvacha Paro Madanyo Jagatastutascha.
Paro Madanyo Jagatastutascha.
O tam protam patavad yatra vishvam.
O tam protam patavad
Yad amshatoshya stiti janmanasha.
Yad amshatoshya stiti janmanasha.
Nashyota vadyasya vashe chaloka.
Nashyota vadyasya vashe chaloka.
Yama uvacha
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha.
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastushascha. Yama uvacha,
Yama uvacha,
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastutatushascha.
Paro Madanyo Jagatastastutatushascha.
Utam Prutam Patavad Yatra Vishram.
Utam Prutam Patavad Yatra Vishram.
Yadam Shatoshyas Titi Janmanasa.
Yadam Shatoshya Titi Janmanasa.
Nasyo Tavadyasya Vashescha Loka.
Nasyo Tavadyasya
Vashescha
Loka. Yama Uvacha.
O tam protam patavad yatra vishvam.
Yatam satosya stiti
Yadam shatoshya sthiti janmanasya. Nasyo tavadyasya vace kaloka. Yama ovacha. Paro madanyo jagatastastustascha. Otam otam patavad yatra vishvam. Yadam shatoshya stiti chamanasa. Nasyo tavadyasya vache kaloka. Paro madanyo jagatastastusasya.
Jai Prabhupada. Translation, Yamaraj said, my dear servants, you have accepted me as the supreme, but factually I am not. Above me, and above all the other demigods, including Indra and Chandra, is the one supreme master and controller. The partial manifestations of his personality are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who are in charge of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this universe. He is like the two threads that form the length and breadth of a woven cloth. The entire world is controlled by him, just as a bull is controlled by a rope on its nose.
Pervert,
the order carriers of Yamaraj suspected that there was a ruler even above Yamaraj. To eradicate their doubts, Yamaraj immediately replied, yes, there is one supreme controller above everything. Yamaraj is in charge of some of the moving living entities, namely the human beings. But the animals, who also move, are not under his control. Only human beings have consciousness of right and wrong, and among them, only those who perform sinful activities come under the control of Yamaraj. Therefore, although Yamaraj is a controller, he is only a departmental controller of a few living entities. There are other demigods who control many other departments. But above them all is one supreme controller, Krishna. Ishvara Padama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. The supreme controller is Krishna. Others who control their own departments and the affairs of the universe are insignificant in comparison to Krishna, the supreme controller. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchadasti Dananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, Arjuna, no one is superior to me. Therefore, Yamaraj immediately cleared away the doubts of his assistants, the Yamaduttas, by confirming that there is a supreme controller above all others. Srila Madhvacharya explains that the words otam protam refer to the cause of all causes. The Supreme Lord is both vertical and horizontal to the cosmic manifestation. This is confirmed by the following verse from the Skanda Purana. Yata kanta kata sutra ota protascha satsita evam vishna idam vishmam otam protam cha samstita. Like the two threads, horizontal and vertical, of which a quilt is manufactured, Lord Vishnu is situated as the vertical and horizontal cause of the
cosmic manifestation. 大动物类亦都是能够动的生物体，人类。但系动物类亦都系能够动的生物体，上唔系归佢管理。只有人类具有辨别出对错嘅意识状态，而喺佢哋之中，只有从事罪恶活动嘅人，先系被带到佢嘅管辖范围之内。因此，尽管原来王系一位控制者，但佢只系掌管少数生物体嘅一位部门主管。世界上仲有好多主管，其他部门嘅其他控制人。 而喺佢哋團體之上，係一位至尊控制者Krishna。喺 Brahma Samhita 裏面，至尊嘅控制者係 Krishna，Ishvara Paramam Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha，負責掌管宇宙中其他事務嘅其他半神，係至尊控制者Krishna，相比係微不足道。喺國家梵國
Yamaraj is speaking, and he's answering the questions of the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas have experienced, it's a fancy expression, they have experienced cognitive dissonance.
As expected.
I expected. Cognitive dissonance. It's when you expect one thing and something else happens. They came to arrest Ajamila. They had full expectation that there would be no hindrance, but alas, there was one night, if we were thinking in terms of Vedic epistemology, say that by pratyaksha, they experienced by their seeing that it was not possible to do what they had been planning. And then they're exercising anumana, their reasoning about this situation. And what is their reasoning? What with their reasoning they come to not exactly a conclusion but a suspicion. They suspect that there must be another controller. Now they're approaching Yamaraja and they're asking him to clarify. So now they're taking the third form of evidence, namely Shabda. So they saw something happen, then they thought about it, and they came to a, you might say, hypothesis. And then they get this hypothesis confirmed by Yamaraj by simply hearing from him. They say, there must be somebody bigger than you. And Yamaraj says, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Yes, and now Yamaraj is confirming that with some elaboration, how it is that there is a supreme
control.
And in this verse, he's giving two different analogies. And if we think about it, they're talking about two quite different aspects of control. It's the theme, the big theme is control. Who is the controller? And is there a hierarchy of controllers? Remember last week we read the Yamadutas were worried that if there's more than one control, then there's going to be conflict of controllers, and they said if there's more than one lord, then one lord would say this person is to be punished, the other lord would say this person is not to be punished. They'll cancel each other out.
如果假如有兩位主的話，一位主話應該懲罰，一個主話唔應該懲罰，到時咧我哋就好難去處決。
Or else they will get punished and then they will get awarded. The whole law of karma system will go topsy turvy.
如果一個係懲罰，一個係獎賞，咁就整個呢個法律啊，天理嘅法律都好亂，混亂一片。
That was their concern. Now Yamaraj is saying, don't worry. Yes, there's another controller, but that controller is superior to me. Okay, the two analogies are very, can say, colorful, very, they give us a very strong image. One is otam protam, the lengthwise and vertical wise formation of cloth. So we all know how cloth is made. Has anyone ever had experience with a weaving device? No? You see them in Bengal and other big some places. You see these guys weaving
dhoti.
Yeah, big machine. Cottage industry. So what are they doing? They're taking one, it's just one thread going one way and one thread going the other way. Actually, this was Gandhi's idea of how to gain Indian freedom, independence from the British. Just to have everyone making cloth. If everyone would make the cotton thread and then make cloth, then it would be economically independent. So this product, cloth, which is very versatile, is simply made up of two threads, or you could say one thread, which is going in two directions. A similar analogy is in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada mentions the first part of the verse. Matta parataram nanya kinchit asti dananjaya. Mai sarvnidam krotam sutre mani gana eva. Says this whole creation is like so many pearls strung on a thread. And Krishna says, I am that thread. So if we think of this analogy with threads holding together our, say, neck beads, we don't see the threads. We see only the beads. But everyone knows there's a thread there, otherwise how are the beads going to hold
together?
Similarly, the whole universe is held together by the thread of Krishna. One thing that means is everything is connected. There's nothing exterior, nothing there's nothing superfluous. Superfluous means extra, like you don't need it. Like you make a machine, make a car, and then there's one screw left over, extra.
Superfluous.
So that's one analogy that's given by Yamaraj here to suggest the cohesion of the worlds, all because it is Krishna. And then there's this other analogy which will be elaborated in the next verse, and that is the way that a bull is controlled. Nasi otavat yasya vashe chaloka. The creation is controlled, is in control, vashe. Like a otavat, like a rope in the nose. And the example is Sanskrit is very economic, so no need to talk about to elaborate. Everyone understands. Okay, this is about the bull and how the bull is controlled by the rope. Bull is a very big animal and very powerful animal.
Bull.
Bull.
Gong Miao.
Gong Miao.
Very powerful and can be very dangerous. Angry bull, watch out. But if you have a ring in the nose and you have a rope tied to the ring, then even a small boy can take a big bull out to pasture. Krishna is a cowherd. And that's what he does, that's his job, his occupation. And just as he is controlling his cows and calves in Vrindavan, so he's also controlling this entire universe. Control is something very desirable. We all like to be in control. Just on the way here this morning, we saw a big poster advertising some camera, Canon camera. And the text said simply, in control. If you buy this gadget, then you will be in control. Because we are all in anxiety, we experience that actually we are not in control, that things are going on beyond our control. And we are all looking desperately for something, for someone to control. One parent is looking to control the child. The child is looking to control its pet, dog or cat.
The parents also.
The cat or the dog is looking to control a mouse or its food. And the boss is looking to control his workers. And the government is looking to control the bosses. But in contemporary society, multinational corporations are actually controlling the governments. Everyone's trying so hard to control, but of course no one is actually in control. Well, not no one is in control. Everyone's a little controller, as Prabhupada says. We're all little Ishwaras. Mini Ishwara. Mini Ishwara. Miniature controls. But there's one big controller, and that is Krishna. And the difference between there, we can sort of put people in two different classes: those who acknowledge the supreme controller and those who do not. Life is so much easier if one acknowledges a supreme controller. As soon as one denies a supreme controller, then one has to try to take the place and be a substitute controller. It's a very big job. We were just talking on the way about, we were driving by your office building, the office building, and he was saying inside how much everything is controlled. How much everything is controlled in this building. Everyone is watching. Everyone is being watched. Cameras everywhere and electronic cars and doors. Yes. Why is that? Lack of trust. As our technology increases, our trust of each other decreases. Security system for getting on an airplane, it becomes bigger and bigger and more and more. The security system for when you go to get on an airplane, first you have to go through security.
Security system.
It becomes more secure, more, not more secure, it becomes more trying to be secure. Now, in America, they're doing they call full body scan. It's like X-ray.
Like what?
X-ray.
It's big controversy in America because people are saying, hey, I don't want somebody looking at a screen that sees my whole body in all detail. And then they say, okay, then if you don't agree for the scan, then we give you a body
scan.
A very thorough body check. Where they basically they grope feeling everything of your body. So this is increasing distrust. And why is it necessary? Because the world is going more into the mode of ignorance. The more ignorance there is, the less self-control people have. And the more need there is for external control. As one gets from mode of ignorance to passion to goodness, less and less external control is needed because there is more internal control. Ajamila is a case of one who is in the mode of goodness who slips down to the mode of ignorance. And the Yamadutas felt therefore justified in punishing him in the sense of bringing him under control. Yama also means control. As we know, the Vishnudutas prevailed. Why? Because Ajamila, knowing or not knowing, was putting himself under the control of Krishna by calling his name. And this is the sum and substance of our whole philosophy, our whole practice, to willingly put ourselves under the control of the Supreme Lord. And not just by some imaginary or theoretical way, but in a very practical way. By calling Krishna's name, we are bringing ourselves into the control of Krishna. We are submitting ourselves to His
control.
And the nice thing about that is it immediately frees us from any lower forms of control. It frees us from the network of the otam and protam of this world. It frees us from the suffering that is imposed on conditions. We do this by chanting the Lord's name. We also do this by hearing Shastra. We mentioned this also last time, that the word Shastra, if one accepts the direction of Shastra, then one need not be under the control of Shastra. Shastra, Shastra. Shastra means weapons. Shastra means books. Holy books. Or the other way around, if we refuse to accept Shastra, then we will, for sure, sooner or later, come under the control of Shastra, of weapons. Shastra. It's just the difference of putting a line over the A or not putting a line.
Shastra.
Shastra.
With line of the S also.
That's there also, but it's the same for both. Shastra and Shastra. Another way of looking at this, just to take some, one economist has analyzed how power works in the world. Power. There are three kinds of power. There's threat power. The power of threat. Threaten. Weapons. If you don't do as I say, I will hit you, I will shoot you. That's one kind of power. I will put you in jail. Another kind of power is exchange power. I have lots of money, I want something, I just go buy it. That's my power. And that's exchange. I'm giving something for what I get. The third kind of power is love power. That's the most invisible. But it's the most powerful. The other two, exchange power and threat power, they ultimately depend on love power. And that's what Krishna consciousness is about. It's getting engaged in and participating in love power. So the Yamadutas are finding out about this love power. Their business was threat power. Now they're finding out about a whole new dimension of life they hadn't heard about before. They're very fortunate to hear from Yamaraja, who is one of the 12 Mahajanas, great personalities. And similarly, we are fortunate to hear from Yamaraja. And because he is a Mahajana, we can also take shelter of him. By taking shelter of his teaching. Grantara Shima Bhagavatam ki Shri Prabhupada ki Yamaraj. Come.
Question.
Question.
When people perform pious activities, does it nullify all of their sins?
Is there a context to this question?
Well, in relation to Maharaj Nuga in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he performed many pious activities, but still he had to go to Yamaraj. And he, you know, he had to suffer for his sins, but at the same time he could get, afterwards he was going to enjoy his pious.
All of these things related to the law of karma always end up mysterious. Two things come to mind, not to say this is inclusive, but one is we think of sinful acting, sinful and pious activities, we may think of the scale, you know, the balance. And this balance is very delicate. If you just touch it on one side, so that could express its point, that it's kind of unpredictable, and it's a basically insecure system. I think the message of the story of King Ringa is even though he did all of these pious activities, he made one mistake, and that threw everything off balance. The other analogy which I've heard, which may apply, is the idea of the frozen account. If I commit some crime, the police will arrest me and they will call my bank and tell my bank to freeze my account. Which means even if they let me go, I go to the bank, I say, please give me my money, they say, sorry, we cannot give you your money. But it's my money. Yes, but the frozen account. Pious activity, but also devotional activity. Because we sometimes wonder if someone has devotional activity, but then they fall down. What happens to all the devotional activity? It's in the bank account, but it's frozen. Of course, thinking in such terms, it's putting things in terms of the exchange power understanding. I have so much of this. And that exchange power, the whole system is extremely volatile, as we understand from the economy. We always hear, you know, the values, the prices, they're going up, going down. The economy is crashing. You thought you had so much money, it turns out
it's
not worth anything. So, this is piety and impiety. Prabhupada explains, the acharyas explain, punya has kind of two meanings. mundane punya, but also spiritual. And of course, there's a big difference, because one has temporary value, unless it's used to connect to the permanent value, which is. So King Riga seems, from that account, he's doing his balancing act, and he's a little inattentive once. And it shows that he's in the wrong game. It's a losing game. It's like gambling, actually. Gambling establishments are designed so that the customers will lose. It's all calculated, a certain percentage. The customers will win a certain amount, but because they win something, they think, oh, let me play more, I will get more. But no, they will lose. So the material world is one big gambling hall. I remember years ago I was taking the ferry from Stockholm to Helsinki, taking the ship, overnight ship. And people came onto the ship, and as soon as they got on the ship, they were running to these gambling machines. We call them one-armed bandits. I guess like in Macau, they can't wait to give up their money. And the machine is sitting there saying, give it to me, just give it to me. Don't worry, I will relieve you of your burden. Actually, everyone is burdened with money. What to do with it? Let me spend it. I will buy. And I will wear new clothes. And I will look so nice. So this is gambling.
Actually, one point, it's very difficult to discriminate a sinful activity or higher being. Only the Supreme Lord is the judge. So we follow scripture analysis, actually teach us through the different stories you know about. I think we could spend time to think of the Father.
Yeah.